Jake Weston, check that, Jake Weston Kavanaugh, was so much more than she'd realized. And quite frankly, over the past month, her deepening feelings for the man had frightened her a whole lot more than the vast leap ahead. She reached the last overhang, a granite ledge butting out 8 feet from the rock face. She'd have to boulder her way along the edge and then make the final leap of faith, praying she'd timed it right and used enough force to land on its leveled surface. It was the deadliest point of the route, the one that separated the experts from the average. Granite crunched beneath her nails as she clawed her way across the jagged rock. The wind, growing in force, howled through the canyon below, echoing through the crevice in a high-pitched whirr. Caden closed her eyes and stilled her mind. I can do this. She'd mastered it before, she could do it again. Her breath caught in her throat as she pushed off and lunged through the air, stretching her fingers until they burned, reaching, grasping for a safe hold. Her fingers made contact, and she wedged herself along the rock, her hands locked on the overhang's lip. Her feet found a stable notch, pushing up with her legs and arms at the same time. With sheer will and determination, she lifted herself up. Relief swarmed inside as she crested the ledge, her arms shaking, and then horror struck. A man, his skull bashed in, faced her, his visible eye open and staring directly at her. She swallowed the vibration churning in her throat, the scream fighting to tear from her lips. Every fiber of her being said, let go, push back, get away. But wrestling instinct, she maintained her hold as she balanced on the edge of the overhang. Glancing over her shoulder, she assessed her options. Moving back down the way she'd come at this point in the strenuous climb was suicide. Her arms were burning limbs of jello, and if she didn't make a decision within seconds, they'd give out. She needed to climb onto the ledge with the man, needed to make sure he didn't require help, verify that he was already... She squeezed her eyes shut for the briefest of seconds, trying to drown out everything else and focus. Mustering what strength remained, she hefted herself fully onto the outcrop, her body brushing against the man's. Swallowing the bile creeping up her throat, she edged around him, scooted toward the rear of the ledge, and took a quick moment to catch her breath before shifting into search and rescue mode. She needed to check his vitals, make certain he was beyond help. She prayed she would detect a heartbeat, but her gut said the organ had stopped long ago. Woohoo! Piper shouted from overhead. Beat you! Fighting the wave of nausea roiling through her, Caden stretched out her index and middle finger, feeling for a pulse. Just as she'd suspected, nothing. Caden? Piper's voice grew closer, nearly directly overhead. Caden glanced up, shielding her eyes from the sun, as Piper leaned over the top of the face, more than 50 feet above. Her infectious smile faded as her big brown eyes fixed on the crumpled form beside Caden. Caden cleared her throat. We've got a downed climber on the ledge. Downed or... She swallowed. Dead. I'll tell the guys. Piper pulled the radio from her harness. Caden nodded. I'm coming up. Have Jake call it in. Chapter 2. Caden had found a dead climber on the ledge. Piper's shaky voice echoed through Jake's ears as he pulled his satellite phone from his pocket. His fingers wrapped around the metal casing, and the phone vibrated in his palm, ringing out at the same time. Weston? He blinked. Kavanaugh. How long would it take him to go back to his full name? He'd been Jake Weston for so long. Switching back to Jake Weston Kavanaugh was proving a lot harder than he'd expected. It's Landon. Perfect timing, Sheriff. With Sheriff Bill Slidell's sudden departure from law enforcement and Yancey, the town council had voted then